Kempire is brought to you by...
We have officially kicked off our Kempire After Dark, the Villain Era live experience tour. Philly, you were fantastic. We talked about so much during that show, from hot topics to Real Housewives. We covered everything. I need a 3-hour show. Unfortunately, they won't give it to us, but it's okay. It's okay. We can end up talking about all of these hot topics during the meet and greets as well. I'm coming to Atlanta on August 5th. Then DC on August 22nd, then back in New York City on September 12th. So excited to meet and greet with you guys. All of the shows have meet and greets available, but the New York City show has a live stream option. So if you are around the country or around the world, you have an opportunity to experience the Kempire After Dark, the Villain Era for yourself. Head on over to the description of this podcast episode for details on how you can get tickets for when we come to Atlanta, DC, or our New York City show. I'll see you guys all in a couple of weeks. Yeah, see you guys soon.
You're listening to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. Be sure to let me know if you can hear me, see me. This is a special Friday Night Live that is a roundup when it comes to some Real Housewives of Atlanta news. But right before this, we had some breaking news. If you follow me on TikTok or short form content on Instagram or here on YouTube, be sure to check out the video that we just posted. City High Star Robbie Pardlow has passed away, according to multiple reports, and the family has confirmed he was only 46 years old. They have not confirmed what he died of. However, there are reports that it was heart failure. Rest in peace to him, and shout out and condolences to his friends, family, and fans from around the world. Okay, so we have a few things that I want to get into, but before we get into that, don't forget the Kempire After Dark, the Villain Era... is coming to Atlanta. Atlanta, you're up next. We'll be there in less than 3 weeks. Almost two weeks. We'll be in Atlanta for a special live event. We'll be talking hot topics. We'll be talking about the Real Housewives of Atlanta. You just never know. It depends on what's happening. We might even talk about what's going on when it comes to this astronomer CEO. You know, that's, we've been covering all of that lately. But don't forget, the Kempire After Dark, the Villain Era live experience will be coming to City Winery Tuesday, August 5th. I know it's a Tuesday night. I know you're probably also scared to come out on your own. Let me tell you something about these shows. We have a lot of individuals in our community that come on their own, that buy one ticket. Don't be afraid to do that. It's going to be a fun night. Meet and greets are available for that show. And then DC, I'm coming back on August 22nd. This will be my first live show during the summer, which I'm excited to see DC in the summer, despite the Orange Man being there. Whatever. We'll bring some normalcy back to Washington, DC. Don't forget to just double check the new location. We'll be having it. They were overbooked. That's what happened. So be sure to check that out. Go get your tickets today for that. Meet and greets are available for there. And then, of course, New York City, I'll be back here on September 12th to round out the Kempire After Dark summer tour. That show has a special live stream option. So even if you're watching from another part of the country or another part of the world, you'll be able to watch that show. Go get your tickets today. Don't wait till the day of or the day after, because the tickets will not be available. So go get your tickets today for the live stream option, even if you're coming to the Atlanta show, because what I talk about in Atlanta or DC won't be, or what I talked about in Philly won't be what we talk about come September, because God only knows what will happen by then, because we are living in the twilight zone. Aren't we? Look, aren't we? We are living in the twilight zone. If you have gotten your tickets for Atlanta, let me know in the live chat. If you're part of the replay crew, let me know if you've gotten your tickets for Atlanta. And if you have your tickets for the live stream, or if you have your tickets for DC, let me know in the live chat. And if you came to our Philly show, let me know in the live chat or in the comment section. And let the people know what they experienced, Philly. We had a good time in Philly. So shout out to Philly. That was a fun time. So, you know, one of the hot topics that we will have to talk about when I come to Atlanta will be everything when it comes to the Real Housewives of Atlanta. And there's been so many stories this week alone coming out of the Real Housewives of Atlanta, both past, present, and future. Okay, we've got Peter Thomas. When is Peter going to jail? I didn't get a chance to watch his full interview with Nene, but when is he going to jail? Did someone watch it? Did he mention when he's going to jail, or is he going to weekend jail? Why is he still out here causing a menace? Just asking for a friend. The friend is Cynthia Bailey. So one of the clips that came out of this interview that Nene did from the Nene Leakes show, as always, be sure to go check it out, the full video, full interview on her platform. But under fair use, we're going to examine a part of what was said in this interview where he talks about, you remember this, this is what, I don't know how many years ago at this particular point, when Cynthia's sister, Mal, and her mother hid the marriage license. Peter says that he had no idea until maybe a couple of days before it actually aired. He even refers to Cynthia in this interview as deceitful. Cynthia is a Pisces. Come on, Pisces. Calm down. Calm down, Pisces. I know y'all going to be in your feelings because I said that. But, just saying. But take a listen to what he said on NeNe Leakes' couch. Mind you, NeNe had Cynthia on her couch a few weeks ago. Then NeNe was on Cynthia's couch, her podcast, a few weeks ago. Okay? All right. So let me play this clip for you in regards to what Peter had to say.
Howdy. When I got married to Cynthia, we got married on the show. Mm-hmm. I think that was the last shooting for the show that 2000.
And as always, we are citing our sources. Shout out to the Bravo Shade Room for clipping this together for us.
Nine, right? Mm-hmm. And with the whole marriage certificate thing,
yeah.
I didn't know shit about it until we get the tape on the Thursday.
My sister, yeah. My mom tried
It was 5 months later when you get the tape and say, oh shit, why y'all didn't tell me y'all did this?
Right.
You know, and then I kind of felt the way about it because it was a secret. I thought I was working with them by making sure the check came in the household.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like at that point it was working against me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I kind of like, well, that's kind of fucked up. Because, you know, my parents was involved in that wedding. And
I mean, I think we can all agree her not telling him only about a couple of days before. I think I would have told my partner after at least the honeymoon. I don't know if I would wait months, but I can also understand her position that like, how do you say this? You know, my mother and sister did this. I think technically if she didn't film a reality show, she probably would have never told him.
Yeah.
My, you know, my people are traditional people and they was insulted by it.
Yeah.
You know, so right after that episode came out, we was only married for 1 year. In my opinion, the marriage was over.
Right.
Because, she was deceitful.
Mm-hmm.
So she knew and she didn't tell me.
Well,
I thought your people did.
Yeah.
Pause. I just find it so interesting, especially when you think, I think back then, if we heard him say this, we probably feel a little bit differently, especially with everything that's happened, especially when you have a conviction of being deceitful. Okay. Hey, Mama Allie, long time no see. You have a history. You are convicted by the federal government for being deceitful. You have former workers saying that you are deceitful. I'm just pointing it out. I'm not saying what Cynthia did was right. What I'm saying is, you have nerve to be calling anyone in 2025 deceitful. But okay. All right. We're talking about Peter Thomas. Someone in the chat, Nessa says, who is that? Cordell or Simon? No, neither one. We have way too many messy men on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
You got to be accountable for that. Yeah. So.
But she was definitely fussing at them about it, you know?
Well, she fussed in silence because we live in the same house. She sleep in the same bed.
Yeah, I think you were there when she was fussing with
her. She never said it. We wake up.
Yeah.
I remember
she probably was hoping
going to sleep with her and wake up with her. And you were talking to her when I went to sleep. And you were talking to her when I wake up. You talked to her more than I did back
then. Yeah, we talked a lot.
How do you?
So, Peter, here's the thing. And I said this in the Bravo Shade Room's comment section. Because I've seen recent interviews where Cynthia talks about Peter and what Peter is currently going through. Again, I don't know the details of his jail prison situation. Did he talk about it? Did anyone watch the interview with Patricia? I mean, Peter on NeNe's thing. Did he talk about when he's going to jail or if he's going to weekend jail? Just asking. All right. Mr. Melon Magic says that he is the chief of deceit. But here's the thing. I've seen so many interviews with Cynthia Bailey, and every interview in recent years, even after they got divorced, Cynthia has been nothing but gracious. Even when Cynthia sued him, remember when Cynthia sued him because she was owed money from him? Remember that? That was a few years ago. Even with that, Cynthia Bailey has been gracious. And that's why Cynthia will always be blessed, because she never went below the belt with Peter, and she could have. Because there have been countless rumors about their marriage and what went down in their marriage and why their marriage fell apart. Okay? There's also all of this other stuff that's been playing out in regards to Peter Thomas since being no longer part of Housewives of Atlanta. But she's continuously been gracious. Even recently, when they were talking about Peter, when Cynthia was on Nene's podcast, or when Nene was on Cynthia's podcast, she has been nothing but gracious. She has not said a terrible word about Peter Thomas. And I'm not saying that her not telling him is right. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that somehow, although she could take digs at Peter, Cynthia never does. And here he is in an interview because he doesn't have any grace for anybody when he really should find some. He's calling her deceitful. You are the king of deceit, sir. The federal government is calling you the king of the deceit. Why are you still out? Why? Okay? Why? Anyway. So I had to update you in regards to Peter. Okay? Because Peter has done another interview. You know how I usually treat our reality TV stars that are sentenced. I usually do not talk about them. I put them on a timeout because I feel like if you're going to jail, prison, we shouldn't be talking about you. You notice I haven't really talked about Karen, but that's because Karen also is doing her time and being quiet. Unlike Jen Shaw, unlike any of these people that go to prison that are part of the Bravo universe. Anyway. Guys, if you missed it, we were live earlier recapping The Real Housewives of Orange County. Be sure to check that out as well. You can also hear an audio version of our live recaps, like the one from earlier today. And this one will be available on the Kempire podcast. While you're there, don't forget to give us a five-star review on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. This is a special Real Housewives of Atlanta update for you guys on this Friday evening. I went for my evening walk, came back, had a little dinner. And then I prepared for this live because we have a few things we need to get into. I will be dropping the call and link for you guys to weigh in on some of this Real Housewives of Atlanta tea. As you know, the second part of the Real Housewives of Atlanta season 16 reunion will air this Sunday. You're welcome, Bravo. All right. Let's get into the next thing that I want to talk about. I guess we'll talk about the reunion next because you may have seen that they've released a couple of clips from the reunion. As you know, the way part one ended, it was with Angela and her receipts that fell flat. They did. Come on. And even in the next part of what the conversation between Phaedra and Angela, the receipts are not receipting for me. Okay? So I want to play this clip. I'm going to play it under fair use. I'm going to stop and go because, as you know, copyright issues, Bravo's, you know, even when you play audio, they act weird when it comes to copyright. So we're going to stop and go. You're going to hear an echo. We're going to all in between. Okay. So let me just play this clip for you because I got a couple of clips from the reunion that I want to talk about. All right. So let me just play this clip for you.
He's lying in between trying where's to make it
lie?
True.
That he doesn't know Phaedra?
He doesn't.
So this is Phaedra and Angela continuing their conversation from part one about Marcus, messy Marcus. We will have an expanded conversation on what we believe based off this conversation.
But he knows your brother and your sister.
Just because someone knows
but
my brother or sister?
He doesn't know anybody else.
I don't know everybody my brother knows.
I think it would be kind of bogus for Angela to set something like this up about her own marriage.
Okay. I don't believe that you...
That was Shamia. And I agree. And I've said this before. I don't believe that Angela is the one that brought Marcus in to create some storyline. She is so protective of Charles. I do believe someone, if it's not Phaedra, someone, production, Portia, I don't know, one of the newbies decided to hire Marcus. Or maybe Marcus decided on his own. But I don't believe Angela had anything to do with creating this storyline. Because that's the narrative that's out there. Did she want to pin it on Phaedra? Maybe, or maybe she really believed in her heart of hearts that Phaedra was behind it. However, Angela's receipts, Angela's way of explaining it doesn't land. Not in the reunion, not after the edit. It's not landing.
On yourself, right? What I'm saying was when it came to Phaedra, it just did not make sense.
What do you think Phaedra's motivation was?
Yeah. She's a self-producer. So you like to move around the narrative, just like you know Charles, right?
Girl, I said I have hung out with Charles on numerous occasions.
You know him?
Back
10 years ago.
You know him. You met him before.
I have met Charles before.
It wouldn't shock me, being in Atlanta, Phaedra knowing Charles, meaning that maybe they were at the same party. He probably doesn't really know Phaedra like that. And I'm sure Angela's getting her information from Charles saying, I don't know Phaedra. I may have seen her at a party, but that's Atlanta. I'm sure there are plenty of people in Atlanta like, yeah, I know her, but they just see each other at different events.
Don't know my husband.
Okay.
He does not
know
you.
Your husband.
Everything you said about me is a lie.
I have not said anything about you, darling, because no one knew about you.
But the people that do don't know about you. Let's start there.
Okay, well, then
all
let's
your
start
faves
there.
Know about me.
What faves are those?
Your faves. The rooms you want to be in that you're
well,
not.
Well, baby, I'm in all the rooms
not
I need to be in.
Not the ones I'm in, honey. You're
okay,
not.
Well, then why does
you're
no
not.
One in any other rooms
you're
know
not.
You, sweetheart?
I'm not in the rooms you're in. You're right. But the rooms I'm in, they don't know you.
I'm in the rooms where they're winning Oscars and Emmys, so you might want to get in those.
Winning Oscars and Emmys? Okay.
Breaking into those rooms, because you don't have tickets in those rooms.
Oh,
I heard
baby, I
about
got tickets.
You.
And what did you hear about me?
I heard you're breaking into those rooms because
breaking
you're not
in,
into
also
those
now
rooms.
I'm a robber. Oh.
No.
Pause. His bookie bear. Is that from Jem? Your profile picture? I used to love Jem as a kid. Sorry. 90s, 80s kid here. I was like, wait, is that Jem from the Jem cartoon? Anyway, let me focus.
Girl. No, you're a liar. That's what you are. You're a liar.
But you know what? Can I use your phone? Yeah, give me the phone because I want to call my brother. Andy, but can you please give me my... I want to just...
So this is Phaedra asking for a phone. Not her phone. I'm guessing she's using Portia's phone to call her brother. So I posted this on Twitter. Hey, X, because y'all... Yeah, here's the thing. I know Mercury's in retrograde. Right, Nikki? Right, SZA? Mercury's in retrograde, but let me be clear. I'm not going to argue with you guys about my opinion on social media. I'm not arguing with strangers. Please understand, once I see one of my tweets start going viral or it's getting a lot of conversation, I put it on mute and I leave the conversation. So you are fighting in an empty room by yourself. Okay? I'm not arguing with you when it comes to my opinion. Pay attention to this next part, because Phaedra uses someone else's phone to dial her brother. So I said on X, I said, I'm actually impressed that Phaedra remembered her brother's number, unless it was planned. Let's see.
My brother, I don't have my phone, but I'm going to use her.
Is he going to pick up?
Yeah, he will.
You heard what she said? Yeah, he will. Because Andy was like, is he going to pick up? Because is he going to pick up from a random number? Because a lot of us are not picking up random numbers. I'm not saying that people don't. And I'm also not saying that people do not remember certain numbers, like their family numbers. I don't. I probably should learn. I've been saying I should probably remember at least one number. But, and a lot of you on X, hey X, are saying, well, you know, I remember my mom's number, my brother's number. But a lot of us show yourselves, you don't know the most important numbers that you probably should know, right? Back in the day, before we had cell phones, we did. Now, well...
I need water.
Champagne hey, for me. Jacques, speak for yourself.
Mm-mm.
Hello?
Hey, Jacques, it's Phaedra.
Hey.
So we're at reunion. I'm good.
So
we're
she calls her brother. Sidebar. I get it. We don't see all aspects of these housewives' lives. Why have we never met, or at least I don't recall, any of Phaedra's siblings? We met the parents, but we haven't even seen them in a very long time. Like the early years we met them. We have not seen them since. Now y'all singing the Jem song. I used to love that. My mother sure knew I was gay then. I used to love that show. Anyway, back to this. So, why haven't we met the brother? This was my first time even hearing the brother's voice. I was like, oh, but okay. Let me keep going. So she calls her brother, Jacques. I didn't even know his name.
And you're being recorded. You're on speakerphone.
Okay.
So... it has come up about this whole person who accused Angela's husband of having an affair. She says the reason I...
Why? Again, pay attention. Obviously, she had a conversation with already because she's already saying these random people, random names, and random scenarios. So obviously, the brother already knows about this.
Know him and paid him is because you went to school with some woman named Kim...
That's leading.
Do you know Kim...
She's her Facebook
girl.
I never even heard of Kim...
What, they're Facebook friends?
She said you're a Facebook friend, and she's from Athens.
Facebook friends with 1,000,001 people, so that don't mean anything.
She said y'all went to high school together.
He says that he's a friends on Facebook with 1,000,001 people, which is true. A lot of people are.
I don't know her.
It's okay. That's your brother. Just like you sent someone up to me to say, I'm who has the hands.
Thank you, Josh.
So now Angela is claiming the godmother of, no, the godfather of Atlanta had someone come up to Angela and saying, I got hands. Andy's confused by this. Like, what you mean you got hands? Wait, the godfather says sent someone to threaten Angela. Did they not know she's from the west side of Chicago? Right, the west side she's from. Ooh.
Well, what are you
talking about?
What are you talking about the hands?
Yeah,
we were at the Hawks game, and this young lady who was with Phaedra walked up to me and said, hey, I'm the one with hands.
What does that mean with hands?
It was like, a threat.
Are you trying to say I had like someone come threaten you?
That's a threat.
It happened.
Like, why didn't you mention that, Angela?
Why would I?
Why would you?
I don't move like that, Phaedra. Check the people in your circle.
Said I got hands to her.
This is the first time I've ever heard this.
He says she's the godfather. She's putting hits out on people to come threaten you with hands.
So that was Drew at the end. Literally at the end. Why is Drew at the end? There are a couple of moments from part one and now in part two that I'm like, and I've always said being at the end is not a big deal, but a lot of the other housewives will say, you've seen these in other interviews, Nene, you've seen Kenya talk about this, being next to Andy is a power position. It's not always just about the drama that you're involved in, okay? But Drew at the end, I don't understand why Drew was at the end. I feel like they were punishing Drew for whatever reason. She's definitely bringing more than the people that are next to Andy, based on what we've seen so far. Speaking of, okay, let me just rehash what happened between Angela and Phaedra. I'm going to say this again. The receipts that Angela is bringing is falling flat for me because there has to be more than them just being in Athens. I know Athens is a small town. Everybody seems to know everybody. I also know that Phaedra has a habit of lying. I can tell you more Phaedra lies than I can tell you Phaedra truths, okay? So I don't know if Phaedra had anything to do with this. I definitely believed in the beginning she did. But when you're dealing with someone like Messy Marcus, who doesn't have any credibility, he's blaming one person one time, now he's blaming Phaedra. He has no credibility. I don't know if it was production. I don't know if it was just Marcus coming up with a storyline so that people will include him on the show. But I really think it was a bad idea for Angela and Drew to film with him and sit down for that conversation. I understand she wanted to clear Charles's name, but I don't think you should have even involved yourself with Messy Marcus, a fan of the show, all right? And he's on a list, all right? I don't think you should have done that. And I also don't think you should have brought him to the season finale so that he can look like a fool sitting down, looking at Phaedra and says, Phaedra's the godfather of Atlanta. And her cousin Junebug told Junebug. Like what? So this is falling flat, even in part two when we get this preview of Angela trying to defend herself. But I am gonna say this because when she says that Phaedra needed to secure her contract, Phaedra says, my contract was secure. I have a guaranteed contract. I understand what Angela meant by that. Just because you have a guaranteed contract doesn't mean that they didn't tell you you need to deliver. If they're going to bring you on, they're telling you you need to deliver. We're going to bring you on at the end of the season in order to introduce you into season 17, but you need to deliver. Just because you have a contract doesn't mean that they just won't buy you out of your contract. And be like, well, you know what? It's not landing for us. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. Doesn't mean that they won't do that. I don't believe they're going to do that. But I got exactly what Angela meant by she wanted to deliver on her contract. Because they signed her for 2 seasons for Married to Medicine. And we all can agree, she did not deliver there. So she really had something to prove coming back to Real Housewives of Atlanta, a place that she called a sinking ship. And for all the people that say, you just hate Phaedra, I don't know Phaedra and neither do you. I don't hate Phaedra. I don't know her. You got to know somebody personally to really hate them. And even people I know personally, I do not hate. I don't hate people. I don't keep hate in my heart. Because again, Ain't nobody got time for that. I have a life outside of here. Some of you could get one. I know it's Mercury in retrograde, and sometimes that can't be clear, but let me be clear. I don't know these people, and neither do you. I don't hate Phaedra, but I've seen a pattern of behavior, and I'm going to call it out every time. This is my opinion of what we've seen on the show. Let me be clear. For those that don't understand, you just hate Phaedra. No, you just will to go to the ends of the earth to defend someone you don't know. I have a right to my opinion. You have a right to yours. Get out my mentions. Okay? Because I see that you just hate Phaedra. I don't know Phaedra. Y'all need to stop being so damn invested in people you don't know. Maybe you love Phaedra and you don't know her. Okay, I'm basing my opinion on what we've seen on the show and what we've seen in the past and recently. Jasmine says, villain era. This is what you're going to get. Atlanta. Oh, Atlanta is going to be a time. Go get your tickets. Kempire After Dark, the villain era is coming to your city on August 5th. I know it's a Tuesday, but we're still going to turn up, right? Let's turn up, Atlanta. Then Philly, we always have a good time in Philly. Go get your tickets for Philly. We'll be there August 22nd. That's a Friday. So we really going to get lit. But drink responsibly. No driving. Okay? All right. Then New York City, of course. It's always lit in New York City. Anyway, shout out to the replay crew that is watching this. Be sure to let us know your thoughts and opinions on Real Housewives of Atlanta as well. But again, there's a way of sharing your opinion without being gross. You don't have to watch me. There are plenty of people that love Phaedra, okay? That you don't feel like that's on a Phaedra hate train, okay? I don't hate Phaedra. I don't know Phaedra. And shout out to Phaedra. Despite how many times I've talked about Phaedra, she never blocked me. She never blocked me. All the times I talk about Nene, people say, I hate Nene. She never blocked me. Portia. I do want to say happy cancer season since we're talking about Portia. Happy birthday, 61st birthday to Wendy Williams. I saw a video footage of Wendy Williams recently. She was having dinner with her former producers, Suzanne and Brendan. If you're a fan of the Wendy Williams show, then you know who those people are. She's spending her birthday with them. So happy birthday to Wendy Williams. This Free Wendy movement is working, guys. The reason why she's even able to celebrate with her friends and family right now is because of all of us putting pressure on the guardianship. All right. So keep saying Free Wendy. She said her wish for her birthday is that she's able to get out of this guardianship. She's still not out of this guardianship yet. So happy birthday to Wendy Williams. Happy birthday to all our cancers that are celebrating a birthday. Shout out to DJ Richie Sky just celebrated a birthday. Who else celebrated a birthday that I know? I'm sure I know some other cancers. I'm a cancer rising. So, you know. Ethereal Epiphany says, you crack me up every time you talk about Portia. We love Portia over here, don't we? No, we don't know Portia, okay? We don't hate her either. But that's a perfect segue for us to talk about what you saw in the thumbnail. And that is Portia is being sued by Simon Gobadia. Every time I hear Simon Gobadia's voice, I say to myself, what is going on? I can't. Look, you know, I try to mimic it, but I went through puberty. So it's hard for me. Like, I have bass in my voice. Somehow he does not have that bass. I don't know how he does it. I just can't. So he's filed this $500,000 lawsuit because you remember there was a period of time where both Simon and Portia were doing clapbacks on social media. And there was a period of time where she referred to his erectile dysfunction. But she never said his name. But of course, maybe it hit home. Maybe it hit home. So I want to talk about that. But he also did an interview recently with Michelle Atelian Brown, where he talks about being blindsided. You know, we did a video already talking about this a few weeks ago where he did an interview with Page Six and said that he was blindsided by the divorce. We're going to play that. Okay, we're going to play that. And then we're going, oh, wait. Before we get into that, can I just play this other clip from the reunion? Okay, we'll get to the Portia of it all, but I have to talk quickly about Drew from the reunion because I did save this clip. because I don't know what's going on and why they're treating Drew the way they're treating Drew. But Shamia is confronted by the constant shade that she was throwing toward Drew's music. And I really do believe that Portia and Shamia saw the backlash that they received from the fans. They did not realize that the fans really rode hard for Drew, or the fact that they were coming after Drew unnecessarily made people go like, you guys are ridiculous. Leave Drew alone. They weren't ready for that. So that's why you saw Portia in part one apologize to Drew. And now you're seeing Shamia backtrack all of her shady comments when it comes to Drew's music and singing. So take a listen to this. Again, we're going to stop and go because of, you know, fair use. Bravo. Fair use. Okay.
And comparing yourself to Drew's singing and acting abilities, Drew was a household name, triple threat.
Yeah, congratulations, Drew. I'm proud of Drew. Like, she is a triple threat. And I'm not always comparing my music to Drew's music. Drew was calling me a lab dog, so I shaded her songs. But I've never, ever shaded Drew's voice or ability to hit notes.
What did you think about Drew?
I shaded your radio. Yeah. And said I was a liar for saying I speak 5 different languages.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
When clearly I wasn't lying.
We had the conversation at Brit's event where you yourself said that your team made a mistake with the title of the song.
It
did not at the time.
It always said it.
Okay.
But no, I got you the book. It's called 5.
Drew came with props, y'all. He brought her the book, the popular book, 5 different love languages.
So no one was lying.
No, but it was your song that was.
Oh, so those.
Has anyone read that book? Of those 5 different love languages, is self-love in there? Because Shamia, you need to take that book, okay?
What language did you speak?
I said that your team made a mistake with the title of the song.
It
did not at the time.
It always said it.
Okay.
But no, I got you the book. It's called 5 Love Languages.
I've read it before.
So no one was lying.
No, but it was your song that.
Shamia, if you read it before, girl, I need you to read it again, please.
Oh, so those are the languages you speak?
That's the number one best-selling book.
I'll take the book.
No. She really needs to
read it. Apparently no one understood.
Because I don't think
as you hear.
Yo, look, I need her to read it. I do really need her to read it. Guys, you just joined us. We're talking about some Real Housewives of Atlanta tea. I just wanted to play that clip, another clip from the Real Housewives of Atlanta season 16, part 2 of the reunion that airs this Sunday. Let's get into this Portia of it all. So Portia is being sued by her. Had they finalized the divorce? I know they figured out the prenuptial, that they're upholding the prenup. Have they finalized the divorce? I know he's contesting a lot of what came out from the prenup. Well, okay, so let me get into this because there's a few things that I want to talk about. Shout out to everyone that's watching us on Twitch and Twitter. We see you guys. Shout out to everyone watching here on TikTok. TikTok, keep tapping your screens. We're talking about some Real Housewives of Atlanta tea. If you want to see or hear everything that we're playing, be sure to head on over and follow us on YouTube as well. So let me just read this to you from our friends over at Us Weekly because this is their exclusive that they reported on yesterday. So Portia Williams' ex-husband, Simon Gobadia, revealed that he is seeking a massive 6-figure sum in damages from the Real Housewives of Atlanta star as a part of his federal lawsuit against her. Us Weekly can exclusively report. According to court documents obtained by us, Gobadia, who's 61, told the court that he will be seeking $500,000 for lost business opportunities and sponsorships. In addition, he will also be seeking unspecified general damages for harm to his reputation and emotional distress and humiliation. Gobadia said that he believes that he's also entitled to punitive damages for Williams' alleged malicious content. As Us previously reported, Gobadia sued Williams, 44, for defamation in November of 2024 over a series of Instagram posts that she made. Gobadia, who split from Williams in 2024, claimed their relationship became contentious when she started making negative, false, and misleading statements about him on social media, using her outsized platform to negatively influence public perception of him. In his suit, he says that Williams made statements regarding erectile dysfunction. These posts were intentionally crafted to imply that Gobadia suffers from this condition, casting him in a negative and humiliating light, his lawyer alleged. Gobadia's attorney added, the nature, timing, and context of these posts amidst the couple's public separation led reasonable viewers to infer that Williams' statements were referring to Gobadia, because they were. Does he have ED? In court documents, Gobadia argued that Williams' posts were presented in a factual manner that implied that he had ED and were clearly intended to cast him in a negative and humiliating light. Williams' statements were false. Gobadia does not have ED and has never suffered from or been diagnosed with this condition, his lawyer wrote. The businessman who was recently deported claimed that he had suffered emotional distress and personal anguish due to the Instagram post made by his ex-wife. His suit added, by making these claims in a public forum, Williams ensured their immediate and widespread dissemination, amplifying the harm to Gobadia's credibility and social esteem. I wish I could feel sorry for Portia, but I don't, because literally this was the Gemini behavior. Sorry, Geminis. This was literally the petty behavior that he displayed when he had broken up with Fallon. And we all said it back then. You see how he's acting right now, Portia? This is what he's going to do to you. And that's exactly what he's doing as well. So in response, Williams demanded the suit be thrown out of court. Her lawyer wrote, none of Williams' posts referred to any particular individual, let alone Gobadia specifically. Williams cannot and should not be held liable for sharing information regarding a common condition that likely plagues many of Williams' social media followers. For this reason, the reasons detailed herein, this court should dismiss Gobadia's complaint in its entirety. Her lawyer argued these posts simply provide information regarding a common condition, and defendant even uses the hashtag men's health awareness to draw awareness to the information that may help some of the defendant's social media followers. Excuse me. In his new filing, Gobadia claimed that he would submit his medical records to rebut the implications made by Williams. The case is ongoing. As Us First reported last month, Gobadia's Williams' divorce was finalized. So the divorce is finalized. The judge ruled in the RHOA star's favor and said the prenuptial agreement would be enforced, which Gobadia has opposed. He vowed to appeal the decision. And that's where she's getting how much a month? She's getting quite a few $1,000s a month. She gets to keep the house, but eventually when she sells the house, she has to give in 50% of the equity. So, and she gets to keep the Rolls Royce. So technically, Portia won in that aspect. And I know that that hurts him. But I thought this situation would be over because he went on social media just a few days ago talking about being happy, being single, and blah, 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 blah. But of course, he's over there in Dubai, probably thinking to himself, seeing that Portia's living her best life and booking jobs everywhere, that he's probably very upset. I wish I could feel sorry for him, but I don't. I don't feel sorry for none of these scammers. You just got out scammed. You just got out scammed. Am I supposed to feel sorry for Simon Gobadia? Thank you, Raimi. She's getting $40,000 a month for the next 14 to 15 months in her divorce. Congratulations, Portia. Okay. So you also may recall that he did an interview with Page Six where he said that he was blindsided. He said that he was blindsided by Portia filing for divorce. I can agree. We all were, because Portia seemed like she was like his piece, hashtag his piece. Remember that? Literally days before she filed for divorce, which made us all think to ourselves, what happened? And a lot of us speculated when all the information came about his deportation, the fraud, the da-da-da-da. We thought maybe that was the motivation. Till this day, we still do not have a clear answer as to what made Portia file for divorce. Here's the thing. We're never going to get a clear answer. Portia lies. Very much like her bestie over there, Phaedra. They lie like lying is their job. So I don't think we will ever have a clear answer. My personal belief, I'm not saying that this is fact. My personal belief was that Portia was just like, you know what? I stayed long enough in this marriage. The exposure, he probably is going to get deported. You know, cancers can be a little psychic too. She probably saw it down the future. She's like, Trump's going to be president. He's going to get deported. I need to get out of this marriage. I don't know. All right. And now the Porsha stand's gonna be like, you hate Porsha. Oh Lord. Okay, fine. I hate Porsha. Someone I don't know. I hate Porsha. I really have no feelings towards Porsha like that. Again, because I don't know her, and neither do you. Let me hold your hand. Look. Go sit down in the corner. Oh, but there's more. Oh, but there's more. Okay. So Simon. Okay, let me just play this old clip. Because remember, we played this clip before in regards to Peter Thomas. After the Page Six interview, Peter Thomas, here we go back to Peter. He said that back then when everything happened, he says that Simon said the same thing to him. So this is, I still have it in the arsenal here.
He told me that he was blindsided. So what, a year later, I is still saying the same thing. And I believe him. I also believe he was targeted. I do. I don't care what nobody says. I believe that shit. Okay, and I believe that it's somewhat his fault. And like he said, he was in not the right state of mind, and he
targeted, like you targeted Cynthia Bailey, allegedly
guilty of committed. And he think that's something he wanted, and he thought it was real, and it wasn't. Okay, I'm sorry for him.
I'm
know
not.
What it's like. I was on that show. Simon didn't even make it to the show. To be honest with you, I was on that show for 8 seasons, and my divorce wasn't crazy and ridiculous as what's going on right here in this situation. Okay. I had a conversation with my ex-wife, and
here he go again. Didn't I just say Cynthia Bailey has been asked about him in like every interview, and she's always gracious, but he's always never as gracious. What's his sign again? Trash? Yeah.
The end of that conversation, I remember the date, May 8, 2016. At the end of that conversation, what I said is that if we're not going to be together, I'm going to get in my car and drive to Charlotte, and I'm never coming back.
Okay. So that was Peter a few weeks ago, and everyone back then were asking, isn't he supposed to be in jail? And again, no one got back to me whether or not he talked about going to jail with Nene. Someone confirm that for me, please. Candace says, why isn't he in jail? And let me send him a DM. Why aren't you in jail? Kendra, thank you so much for the super chat and for being a member. Kendra says, just joining, what do I miss? Wait, when did you send this, Kendra? You didn't, I mean, we've been live for 40 minutes, so you missed a lot so far. Just rewind the tape, okay? He's a lying Libra. That's what y'all say. I like Libras. Y'all say lying Libra. I'm just repeating what you guys said. Kay says, it's bitter old man. Patricia is a Libra. I don't, like, I've only known good Libras. But again, I've never dated a Libra, so maybe that's the difference, okay? Okay. All right, let me get to what Simon had to say, because Simon is saying the same thing that he said in that Page Six interview, but this time he's speaking with Michelle Atelian Brown. If you're a member of the channel, I already dropped the call link on the community tab here on YouTube. If you're a member or want to be a member, head on over to teamkempire.com/join. Shout out to our members that help us keep the lights on here, okay? All right, let me play this clip for you. Again, citing my sources, you can probably see this full interview, I believe, on either Michelle's YouTube channel or on her Instagram or TikTok. I'm not sure. Okay, but you know what we do here? We always cite our sources. Let me play this clip for you from where Simon says that he was blindsided by this divorce.
I mean, some people have been looking at you like, well, Simon signed it.
I signed it, but you have to understand why I signed it.
He's talking about the prenup, y'all.
Did it make sense for me to do what I did when I did it? My attorney told me, he said, Simon, you're not protected. I said, no, I love this woman. If that's what it's going to take.
Lies you tell, because from what we recall, again, this could be according to Porsha, it took them 9 months to figure out, yes, it was Porsha, she recently said this, but we heard this before, their first wedding was delayed because they were still figuring out the prenuptial agreement, and he was allegedly not sharing his financials, which caused the wedding to be postponed. So you trying to pretend as if you signed this prenuptial agreement because you were so in love. But why did it take so long?
I mean, some people have been looking at you like, well, Simon signed it.
I signed it. Mm-hmm. But you have to understand why I signed it.
Mm-hmm. I just want you, look, can I paint you a picture? It's Friday night. Atlanta, when I come to see you on August 5th, we can get into the nitty gritty. I just want you to marry. Imagine this. Imagine your Porsche. Lay down in your bed as you're listening to this. I'll wait. Lay down in your bed. Mm-hmm. No, I want lay down in your bed. You too, TikTok. Lay down in your bed. Hold the phone up, okay? I want you to picture, act as if you're Porsche. And this man, Simon Gobadia, okay, is crawling on... is crawling on top of you. Okay. Is on top of you with this voice.
Did it make sense for me to do what I did when I did it?
I want you to picture that. Did it make sense that I did what I did when I did it? So you can understand why I'm like, I never believed this relationship was real. But damn it, I guess people will do what they need to do. I mean, she won. Porsche won. Coco on TikTok says, Kemp, why are you giving me nightmares? I'm just trying to paint a picture for you guys. Close your eyes. Everyone close your eyes. Close the doors. Look, close the doors. Okay. Miss Marcus says, don't give us nightmares. Nope, we're doing it. Okay, I'm going to close my eyes too. I want us to close our eyes and picture your Porsche, and this man is going to get on top of you with this voice.
Some people have been looking at you like, well, Simon signed it.
I signed it. Mm-hmm. But you have to understand why I signed it. Mm-hmm. Did it make sense for me to do what I did when I did it? My attorney told me, he said, Simon, you're not protected. I said, no, I love this woman. If that's what it's going to take.
This is his, what, fourth marriage? Do we believe that Simon is like, yeah, I love this woman. I love this woman. Do we really believe in his fourth divorce, he's just going to sign a prenuptial agreement without making sure that he is protected? Are we really? Are we supposed to believe that, Simon? In your fourth marriage, we're supposed to believe that you were so gullible, so vulnerable, so in love. Okay?
Love this woman. If that's what it's going to take for her to be whole, should there be a dissolution? I'm fine with that.
So what changed after the 15 months?
What changed was I realized that I was targeted.
After the 15 months, he realized that he was targeted. Simon, I think we all could have told you that you were targeted. But I also feel like Porsche was targeted. Scammers were scamming each other. We all were just sitting here watching. We all were Miss Cleo. We could have told you how this was all going to play out.
I felt targeted. The way the divorce was handled, I was never. I was totally blindsided. We did not talk. We didn't have an issue. We literally just came from Dubai.
I believe him on this because, again, she had just posted on social media, hashtag his peace. We were all blindsided by this divorce. So he's confirming that he was blindsided by this divorce.
As a matter of fact,
but watch him catch himself in a lie here.
She was having, I don't know what was going on with her, but there was something just very unsettling. And one thing I always tell myself, if people are acting a certain way.
So Porsche was acting a certain way, but he was targeted and blindsided.
At some point, something is coming up.
So he's saying here that he sensed something was coming. Sir.
I don't know what was going on with her, but there was something just very unsettling. And one thing I always tell myself, if people are acting a certain way, at some point, something is coming up.
Okay, Simon. Remember, in the Page Six interview, when he talked about not being close to Porsche's daughter, Pilar, he also said, you know, I learned that, you know, you shouldn't get close to... I'm like, so then you really weren't in love with Porsche because... You would not be withholding your love from her child, her minor child. Why would you be withholding your love and affection for a child if you really were in it for genuine reasons? That's what he said in the Page Six interview. Yeah, some of you got my joke here. Hold on. Where's the comment? Oh, I lost it. Where is the comment? You guys, he did his business on top of me. You guys got my Color Purple reference in regards to Simon being on top of Porsche with that voice. So just when I thought that Simon had moved on and we were done talking about Simon and the Porsche of it all, he's now still suing her for defamation. And he's still doing interviews talking about his affection or being blindsided for Portia, by Portia. Okay, Simon. I feel like this is no defense of Portia, but this is no defense of Simon. I feel like you, both of you were scamming each other. But okay, let's not even say scamming. You both came into this marriage with your own intentions. Maybe you guys didn't share those intentions, but you both came into this marriage with your own intentions. Just say. Guys, I'm going to drop the calling for the general audience, but can we get to 300 likes? Liking the video is an easy and free way of supporting not just my channel, but other channels as well. Don't forget, you can hear an audio version of our live recaps, like the one we did earlier today, talking about Real Housewives of Orange County and other special content on the Kempire podcast. While you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And don't forget, we have also launched Club Kempire. It's a paid podcast subscription for Apple. You can also access it even if you don't have an Apple device from the actual Apple Podcast website. There's a 3-free-day trial. I talk about The White Lotus. I talk about Big Brother. I talk about And Just Like That. I will be talking about that this weekend. This next coming week, I need to talk about Big Brother and I need to talk about And Just Like That again. Let me say thank you. Kendra, thank you so much for the super chat. Kendra says, I'm at work. The hospital has been very busy. Mercury's in retrograde. Everyone be careful. Pay attention to what you're doing. Right, SZA? And mind you, now all the people that, because I did the Nicki Minaj video, this is why I don't talk about Nicki Minaj and her rants on social media, because then I got the barbs hitting me up. Well, look at this. Look at, I'm like, oh my gosh, y'all, leave me alone. This is why I don't talk about this nonsense. All right. Eyes catching. Thank you, Eyes Catching, for the super chat. And yes, I was looking for your comment. Climbing on top of you to do his business. Y'all know I love me some Color Purple. Okay, thank you, Ice Catcher. That's one of my favorite movies of all time. The original, not the musical. The musical movie. The musical on stage, fantastic. The musical movie, not so much. Sorry. Michaela says, y'all, this is retrograde, though. It is. And there's a shadow period. Okay, we talked about this already. I'm going to leave it alone. Happy Friday, guys. I am going to get into some callers so that we can, if you're a member of the channel, I've already dropped the call-in link on our community tab. Live chat, I'm going to drop the call-in link for you guys as well. Keep liking the video. We're talking about some Real Housewives of Atlanta news. But before we get into that, one of the stories that we talked about Messy Marcus. I'm going to remind you what Messy Marcus said on the phone with Angela, because I still have them in the arsenal here from the last time that we went live. All right. So this is what Angela and Marcus said on it that she recorded. Someone sent this to my email. Angela, was that you?
Yeah, you know, Athens is a small town, girl.
I know.
I'm sure you know. A very small town. And, you know, everybody kind of knows everybody there. And everybody, too, also kind of protects everybody there.
I get it. So I want you to still be in good graces with your family. But I still have to protect myself. And I want you to be protected. But I cannot, it cannot... I didn't lie on you, but you lied on me. So you have to just make it right.
And I did. And I want you to understand, I truly meant that apology I gave you the other day. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even eat for like 24 hours, Angela. I felt disgusted that happened. Mm-hmm. And
I blame Angela. The fact that you're on the phone with this fan. This is where you went wrong. This is where you went wrong. You made a rookie mistake being a newbie. This is where you went wrong.
What was it like? Was it a phone call? Like, hey, I need you to meet me here. Because how did it come about? And I know at the table you said, well, you know how this goes. I truly don't. I don't know how this works. I don't know how it works.
There was another clip.
Girl.
I know.
Will he say something to you?
No. Nothing at all.
Yeah. Well.
Did she pay you?
Yes.
Did she pay you? Or is it like, did she pay you to do it? Or is it just like, I just do this?
Pay me? No, she ain't pay me.
Oh, that was just messy.
Did Jumba
messy,
pay you?
Messy.
Angela, if it's one thing I'm a lie on this hill and tell you, bitch, you can call me messy because it was a messy gay moment.
Angela,
if it's not one thing, I'm going to tell you one thing about me is I'm very honest. Clock me on the messy gay moment because I was like, it was messy. It was so messy. It was so long and messy. And honestly, to be honest, I didn't even think anything was going to come after it after security kicked me out of the Williams and Sonoma.
Did he say something to you?
I will say this, and this is all I'm going to say. If cameras were rolling when Phaedra walked up to the event, she walked up to me and kissed me on my cheek and whispered something in my ear. I don't know if they have that on camera, but I'm just going to throw that out there.
What did she whisper in your ear? I can't with Marcus. Again, Angela, you shouldn't have given him light. You made this a bigger story than it needed to be. The receipts did not land at this reunion. Look, you're still likable. I'm not, you know, there are already people writing Angela off. Like, oh, we loved Angela. Now I don't love Angela anymore. No, Angela's fine. I think she made a terrible mistake giving Messy Marcus a platform. But I also don't think that Angela was behind creating this big story in order to create this moment. I think she's way too protective of Charles to even do something like that. I do think that she perpetuated this story for further camera time. All right. But okay, let me get to some callers. Live chat, I'm going to drop a calling for you guys as well. But I want to mention this. Let me musique fantanique. Fantanique. There we go. Is this French? Did retrograde just start? My day at work was crazy today. Yes, Mercury retrograde started, what was it, yesterday? And it ends on August 11th. So yeah, don't get too caught up in the Mercury retrogrades, guys. Just pay attention to what you're doing. Don't be too like, oh my gosh, you know, so crazy about it. But just pay attention, you know, don't make any lifetime decisions, okay? Speaking of lifetime, T says, what do you think about Candy getting the lifetime Achievement Award at BravoCon? Good for her, I guess. A lot of people are saying that NeNe should get it. I saw so many people talking about this on X, and I had to put out a tweet saying, I love how you guys are arguing on this nonsensical award that, please understand, when they introduce Candy at a credible award show, they're not going to say, and the winner of the BravoCon Lifetime Achievement Award, they're not going to. They're going to say Grammy winner or Tony Award nominee. They're not going to mention this Lifetime Achievement Award. I get it. Yes, NeNe Leakes is an icon. I will never take that away from her. And yes, she should receive that award. But she's not necessarily back in the good graces of Andy Cohen. She's back working with NBC Universal, but she's still not all the way back. And please understand, when she is all the way back, they will pay her that honor. I can only imagine the time that she is fully back on in, the time that she actually goes to BravoCon is going to be a spectacle. A spectacle. All right? But anyway. All right. So, but thank you for that question because I have been meaning to talk about it. I've talked about it other places, but this is the perfect time to talk about it. I'm going to drop the call link for everyone. Shout out to our members that are already backstage that want to share their thoughts. If you haven't already, be sure to like the video. Thank you guys so much for 300 likes. Those of you that are watching on TikTok, keep tapping your screens. Can we get to 25,000 likes? Thank you guys for the gifts, the shares. We appreciate it. All right. Yeah, Jill. Jill, she's agreeing with Ms. Parker. She says that Angela overcorrected and went out whack. She's still cool, though. I agree, Jill. Too much. And again, giving a platform to this random person, it was just like, girl. And now it's blowing up in your face. All right, let me get to some of the callers that are backstage. Again, please keep in mind the opinions of the callers do not represent the opinions of myself, the Kempire LLC, or any of our sponsors. All right? And, these will be your comments. Don't forget, the Kempire After Dark, the villain era is coming to Atlanta on August 5th. And then we're coming to DC on August 22nd and then back in New York City on September 12th. There are meet and greets available for all the shows, but there is a live stream available. So anyone can have access to our live experience via the New York City show on September 12th. That's the only show where there's a live stream option. So go get your tickets for that. All the ticket information is available in the description. Okay. All right, let's get to some of the calls, and then I'm going to wrap it up and enjoy the rest of my Friday night. Should I go out to the club? Hell no, it's almost 11 o'clock. Some of y'all are pre-gaming. Shout out to those of you that are pre-gaming and going out to the club tonight. That is not me. I will be going in the shower and going to bed. I got to get up early tomorrow. I got things to do. And shout out to all of the New Yorkers that follow the channel that I've been running into this week. I've run into so many subscribers this week, I guess because it's summer and everybody's out. I ran into so many subscribers in the last week or so. So shout out to all of you that I've met here in New York City. And I always keep forgetting because everyone, I keep saying, anyone I run into here in New York, I need to remind them the Kempire After Dark show is happening on September 12th. Because you'd be surprised. People are like, oh, I didn't know you were having a show. So I have to keep reminding myself, are you coming to my show? Why not? I don't care if it's late. It's a Friday. Okay. All right. And again, don't be scared to come on your own. So many people make friends at our shows, right? For the people that have gone on their own, please chime in. Is Jenna in the chat? Jenna's come on her own multiple times. All right. Shout out to Jenna. All right. Shout out to all our Kingsguards. We appreciate them. Mama Ali's in the building. We got Foxy in the building. Foxy is in Sweden. Foxy's always here. So shout out to Foxy. No matter what time it is, Foxy's here holding us down. So shout out to her. All right. Let me get to our callers. Everything that the callers say is alleged and of their own opinion. They agree to respect our platform and not to use profanity, derogatory comments, and to respect the timer. All right. Cynthia, who's always first backstage lately. Cynthia, what did you want to share?
I'm first tonight. Hi, Kempire.
Hey, how are you?
I'm first tonight because, you know, I'm having a traumatic event. You're talking about Libras again.
Oh, your sister's a Libra, right?
Yes. We're not going to talk about her again. We'll talk about her in the DC show, probably.
Yes, I can't wait. Oh, yes. Make sure you get online to chime in.
I can't wait. I'm coming on my own campfire. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, that's what I like to hear. And Cynthia, let me just say this. Yes, we want the full we want the full story, the uncensored version.
I will give it to you.
Of how you beat up your sister. And for those that know, no, but you got to come to the DC show to get the X-rated version. All right. I'm sorry, Cynthia.
X-rated. I still like Angela Kempire, okay. But... This was flat.
Yeah.
I don't think Phaedra has anything to do with it. This seems sloppy work. Phaedra's not that sloppy.
Mm. I mean, the Angela Stanton of it all.
That part. She seems sloppy.
Yeah.
I think it's just Marcus clout chasing.
Do you think this was all Marcus?
I think it was all Marcus and a little bit of production.
Oh. I hope production really did not have their hands in this. Because
I don't put anything past production, Kempire. I don't put anything past production.
Me either.
They didn't do a good job this season with the whole Brit and Kenya. Yeah, I think production chimed in a little bit. I don't think Phaedra has anything to do with it.
Mm.
My opinion. I could be right. I could be wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
LaToya, but this season sucked anyway, so it doesn't even matter.
Look what LaToya said in the chat. LaToya says, yes, yeah, Cynthia the champ.
The champ is here.
We do not condone violence, y'all.
We do not condone violence, but we'll talk about it the DC show. Kempire, thank you so much.
Most definitely. Thank you, Cynthia. Take care.
Have a good night.
You bye too. Bye. Bye. I know, Kay. I'm trying. I am going to try and come to LA and do another show. Some of you want me to do, what would you guys say? Was it the Bay? Some of you want me to do the Bay. I'll do some homework this weekend. I have reached out for Houston. Houston, I'm trying to. Chicago, I'm trying. We might have to aim for next year at this particular point. But we'll see. But y'all better show up. If I book a show in any of those cities, y'all better sell the hell out of that show. Because if not, I'm not coming back. I'm telling you right now. Okay? All right. Taurus with the T is backstage. Taurus with the T, what did you want to share about this Real Housewives of Atlanta night of tea? Taurus with the T, you're muted.
Hey, Cam. Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Hi. I wanted to call in and say that I'm going to your show in Atlanta on August 5th for myself. I was supposed to go last year, but I was sick, so I'm definitely not missing it. I even put in some PTO so I can come and make sure I'm on time. But anyways, I believe the whole Angela of it all, it's actually quite annoying, because if she has been offered this position multiple times on Roa, you cannot sit here and lie to me and tell me you don't know the name of the game. So her bringing Marcus and giving him that platform, whatever it was, to unmuddy her name and to save her marriage image with Charles, I feel like the reason why Angela is going so hard is because she's actually insecure about her marriage to Charles. Charles is the least likable thing about Angela.
Oh.
And that's really all I have to say. I feel like Portia and Simon. Can you still hear me? I feel like my phone is cutting out real bad.
I can hear you. Uh-oh. Oh, and then she dropped out. Oh, we'll bring Taurus with the tea back up a little bit later. Let me bring up NYC DNP. NYC DNP, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm so good. So nice to see you guys. Mercury retrograde, I did point this out. Okay, so I was so busy. I missed the first live. And it was driving me crazy. What I did was very intentionally, I just ignored the problems with the computer, paid all the attention to the patients. I did get home an hour and a half late, but that's okay. Okay, so I have to defend Aquarius Daddy. I'm not trying to stand for him. I'm just saying that I know my dad. I know he was hurt his wife. He loves
Charles, you're referring dad. To.
So Aquarius Daddy would be Angela's husband.
Yeah, Charles Oakley, yes.
Yeah, my dad is an Aquarius. And I know how he is with his wife.
Okay.
And he loves and you already know about that. But that's fine. But that's how he is. But he doesn't act like that in public so much. He just, it's so much in person. Like, I don't know. Maybe so, maybe no, whatever. So the other one is, does a quick question. Does the award that Candy's about to get count toward her EGOT, or does she already get that?
No, not yet. She's trying.
So would that count toward it?
The Lifetime Achievement Award?
Yeah.
No!
What's best for her? Cynthia's so lovely and amazing, and Peter would do well to just talk nice about her because this is making him look really crap. Mm. And so the AI thing. I'm so sorry. Okay, so the cheating CEO, if you check Twitter before the announcement came out that that wasn't real, then the Twitter AI would pick up that it was not a real statement. You understand? Mm. Because like the business said it, so it picked it up after, if anyone checked after that,
no.
Twitter would pick that up and say no, even if it might be, just saying. All right, I love you so much. I'll see you on September.
Yes, thank you, NYC DMP. Yeah, she's referring to the astronomer CEO statement, the fake statement that came out. We've talked about, I've done so many like short form videos, but I also talked about it during our Real Housewives of Miami recap. And then this morning during our Real Housewives of Orange County recap. So if you missed it, be sure to check out TikTok. Go check out my last couple of videos. You know, sometimes I'm not on the FYP, so go to my actual page. Okay. All right. Let me bring, hold on. Where did Tanya go? Oh, wait. Okay. Tanya, Taurus with a T?
Yes.
Okay, because there was a Taurus with a T in the back, and then it said Tanya. Wait, I was confused.
I'm so sorry. You see, Mercury is in retrograde. Yes. Let me just wrap it up real quick. Simon and Portia both scammed each other, and I love to see the demise of the marriage because Portia should have known better. This is her terrible karma, and she really needs to stop using her daughter as a reason to keep in contact with that man who does not care about them.
Mm.
And I'm so sorry I missed your recap earlier about OC. Oh my God, I'm so happy that they're back. I cannot wait also for Salt Lake City to come back as well. Anyways, bye, Kemp. I feel like I'm talking to you a lot. Have a nice night.
Tanya, did you see them at the Culturista, La Culturista Awards, the yes, Salt Lake City ladies?
And you know what I witnessed? You know what I noticed? Whitney was not there.
Oh, you're right. And I didn't even miss her.
Oh, I know. I had to swipe back. I can't wait to see Bronwyn again. She is the people's champs. And I can't wait to see Mary, too.
Mary looked amazing. I have to say, Angie K looked really good. Bronwyn looked really good. Why does Heather still look so bad? Like, she has no sense of style.
But did you notice everyone who has common sense understood the assignment? Everyone who does not, like Lisa and Heather, looked a mess as always. Okay, bye.
Thanks, Taurus with the team. Bye. Yeah, I saw the photos of that, and I didn't want to necessarily talk about it, but since we were talking about it, I said, let's talk about it here. All right, let me bring up Zena next. Hold on. Zena, what did you want to share in regards to this Real Housewives of Atlanta tea share?
Hi, Kemp. Hey, everybody. Hey. So happy to catch the live this evening tonight. I just wanted to say, for people that's really like opening their side of their neck to bestow any type of, oh, I feel bad for Portia-ness, is like blowing my mind. Mm-hmm. Did she feel bad for Fallon?
when Simon was dragging Fallon all over the internet, dogging the mother of his kids. Y'all don't even have kids together. Y'all was married for less than a year. He was married to that lady for years and years.
Can I say this? Fallon has two babies by the assistant.
Honey child. What's the pool boy?
I say the pool boy to be funny, but I don't know if they even had a pool.
He was the
most. Oh, no, they did have a pool. We literally saw them at the pool.
Right. So that's the pool boy. She met him at their pool. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, she probably was doing her dirt. This is what Simon's, Portia was Simon's fifth wife.
Fourth, y'all, right? Wasn't it his fourth? Right? I think he said in an interview this was his fourth marriage.
Fourth to four too many. And then he got all them children, and they all not by Fallon. He has other wives and other children with other women. And it's like, Portia, you was sitting right there next to him. I'm sure you wasn't in his ear saying, oh, babe, don't post that. Babe, don't say that. That's the mother of your kids. I'm sure you was sitting right there filing your nails, chinning and grinning from ear to ear. So nobody should have any compassion.
Ordering him a waist trainer and new teeth.
Trying to get his gut together. Like, girl, stop it. You didn't feel bad for Fallon at all. You didn't feel bad for the fact that her children are going to have to see the things he said about her. So why should people feel bad and worry about how he treated Pilar? People got to stop doing that whole pretty privilege thing. That's just what it is with Portia. She's fabulous looking. She's funny. She's entertaining, but people got to really start looking at the core of who she is as a person. She didn't feel bad for Fallon, so stop giving that girl any type of grace. That's just the way that I am. And then two, with Angela and Charles, it's kind of confusing me that people really think that she would be with a man that doesn't love her or that doesn't want to be with her. She seems like a strong enough woman that knows what she wants. And we got to remember too, Angela's from Chicago.
West okay, side.
She's not from Beverly Hills. You know, she's not for a Southern Belle. That lady is from the hard streets of Chi-Town. Like, she probably enjoys having a man that's a little bit more rough around the edges. We don't see them outside of the camera. I just think she has a big enough confidence in herself and as a woman and as a mother. I don't think she would be with him if he didn't treat her well. So, I'm not sure, y'all. Different strokes for different folks.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Nina. Right, we appreciate you. Take care.
Have a good night.
Bye. All right, we're going to get to some more calls, but I want to say thank you. We had a couple of super chats. LaToya, thank you so much for the super chat. LaToya says, Kempire, I'm from Chicago. May I suggest you look into coming to the south or west suburbs outside of Chicago? Just an idea. Hold on. Wait a minute, LaToya. You setting me up? Because people told me the west side of Chicago might be a little rough. That's where Angela's from. You trying to set me up? I also heard the south side is a little rough, too. Are you trying to set me up, LaToya? Are you trying to set me up? I'll play it. I know nothing. I really like Chicago. I've been to Chicago, I would think it was in 2019 for my birthday. I had a good time. I really like Chicago. I like the food. I like the ambiance. Just saying. All right. Let me go to our next caller. Viewer Viewing is backstage. Viewer Viewing, what did you want to share?
Hi, Kemp. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. So, in the words of Kendra, it's almost hurtful to me to watch her be so dumb.
Who?
Portia.
Oh.
I honestly do not think that she had it in her vernacular to run for the hills with Simon Gobadia. I honestly think that her mom, who gives me I'm the fifth member vibes, if you know what I mean.
Hold on.
She does. I am the fifth member.
The fifth member.
Yes. She gives me those vibes that she works secretly kind of behind the scene, like massaging into Portia her next move. I get that vibe from her, along with her eating pizza in the bed. In addition to that, I also think that maybe so with that being said, I think her mom saw the writing on the wall with Simon. I really do think that. I think that her mom was probably the one, like, girl, hold out for that prenup, you know, all that stuff. And then also, like, with just everything that started coming out in the news, because stuff started coming out in the news before they before she filed for divorce.
Right before.
And it seemed as though she was going to stick beside him. But I think because of that, all that news coming out before filming started, I think that Simon was probably like, hey, it's probably not a good idea for you to film in the house with just so much heat being on me right now. And I think that may have set her off to be like, well, what am I doing here? I can't even flaunt what I have.
Oh,
that's just a theory, because I just feel like she's so superficial that it would be something that petty to me. I also feel like I don't believe Simon with the whole sponsorship. I know Viagra don't want him. I'm just saying, like, who is what? Like, who is he the spokesperson for? I don't get it. Men's Health Magazine is not calling. In regards to Simon, I think that he should just go ahead and start singing Dr. Gregory's song. I'm just. They could harmonize on the song together.
No.
And also, my last thing is, if since Bravo is messy Bravo and Bravo brought Dr. Gregory back on with his wife and Quad on the same show, hey, spice it up with Housewives of Atlanta and bring Fallon on as a friend of or something next year. Why not?
Oh. I'm surprised.
Why not?
I'm surprised they didn't do it this year, but
yeah, add her and boot Cynthia. I'd like to see that. I love Cynthia just for the time being. But that's all I got. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in for the theories. Bye. That was some interesting theories, though. Look, those are interesting theories. Shade in the City, can you guys do me a favor and send me a DM on Instagram, please? But thank you so much for coming to the show. They always shout out to DC. You guys always show up. Don't forget, guys, I'm coming to DC on August 22nd. But before that, up next in less than 3 weeks, I'm going to be in Atlanta. So Atlanta, buckle up, go get your tickets. I'll be at the City Winery on August 5th. Meet and greets are still available for that. And meet and greets are available for the DC show and New York City show. The New York City show has a live stream option. So go get your tickets today. Ticket information is available in the description. Let me bring up Jari. Jari, are you there?
I am. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I love to say my name. I wanted to say that Angela's receipt failed because it wasn't, nobody wanted to receive what she was giving out. You know, Andy is supporting Portia and her friends. So anything Angela said to defend herself and her marriage, it wasn't going to be receptive. And so that's why it fell flat. And I felt like Angela just gave up midway through her receipts. That's what I really felt. And I felt so sad for her, because as a married woman myself, I would not sit there and let somebody discredit my husband and say all this stuff about him. That's not true.
Yeah.
Like for me, I would ride out for mine. So I don't know why Angela was so timid the whole time, because I would throw hands, because don't talk about me and my husband and my family. Because at the end of the day, you were not there when we were struggling. You were not there when we were having good times. And we have children. We have young kids. So you cannot... These women don't respect the sanctity of marriage, and that's the problem on these shows, because each person's marriage is up on the chopping board.
Yep.
And like, this is why I don't like Giselle anymore, because I wrote for Giselle so hard from Potomac, but I can't like somebody who destroys people's marriages and says negative, especially about SA. You can't joke about that stuff. So that's really why I feel sorry for Angela. Because Andy wasn't going to receive what she was going to say at all. She could have brought the whole town of Athens, Georgia on that stage. Andy would not receive it.
Oh, my God.
You know he's biased from day one.
Okay. All right. Did she drop out?
Well, we appreciate you calling in, Jari. Let's bring up Miss Sharon, who's backstage. Miss Sharon, what did you want to share in regards to this Housewives of Atlanta?
Hey, Kimba, how you doing this evening?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm pissed off.
Why?
Man, I was sitting here watching the baseball game. You know, my Cardinals was playing the Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
They playing like they don't never seen a baseball before. The man hit the other guy in the butt with the baseball.
Is that what they're doing on baseball? I might need to start watching.
Yeah, he just did. That's why I changed the channel and turned on the news. And then a run scored. And I'm like, and then another guy just hit one in the outfield. And I think three more scored. I'm like, what the hell? And so I turned it.
Oh, okay.
Right. Sorry, I had to get that off my chest.
Well, we appreciate it. Did you want to share anything in regards to what we reported on in regards to Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Yeah, Simon needs to stop because he's an old fool. The next thing you know, he's going to put in a lawsuit for elder abuse.
You might be right.
He knew what he was doing when he married that girl.
Mm.
And he knew what he was getting.
Mm.
Don't tell me he's that dumb. An old dumb fool. I'm just pissed off tonight, Kempire. I'm sorry. I'm just going off on everybody.
I know. It's okay. Well, we appreciate you calling in and updating us.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
For those that don't know, Ms. Sharon always calls us and updates us on what's happening in the sports. I'm still a little confused what happened with the bat, but it sounds like my kind of party. All right. Mara is backstage. We're going to bring Mara up next. Mara, what did you want to share?
Hi, Kempire. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm also looking forward to when you visit Nairobi.
Oh, yes. Sure.
I've got some tea for you, allegedly.
Oh.
Simon is trying to come into Kenya, Nairobi, to come and scam us down here.
Apparently, wait, say that last part again. He's trying to come to Kenya to do what?
To invest in real estate, allegedly.
Oh. Okay.
So, he reached out to a real estate firm and said that he's a billionaire from the U.S., as if we don't know he was deported, and that he would like to go and invest in real estate in Kenya, and that he has a couple of pool of friends who are high-value men who like to invest in real estate, high-end luxurious properties. I'm putting my ears on the ground for you.
We appreciate it.
I'll snap those photos and send them right to you.
Please do.
But I don't think he realizes that we have a lot of Nigerian scammers down here as well. So I don't know if he's coming to join the pool of the other scammers. Or he's coming with a fresh group of scammers.
I still don't know what Simon does for work.
So he kind of has this fax machine at the back of his office somewhere where he scams people. He's in oil and gas, allegedly. He invests in sports, allegedly. He invests in real estate, allegedly. He owns some boutique hotel in South America, allegedly, because that's the portfolio he gave.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Well, Mara, we appreciate it. Keep me posted. I can't wait to come to Kenya. I need to do a whole Africa tour.
I will.
Thank you so much. Have a good night. What time is it there?
It's 7 minutes past 6 a.m. in the morning.
And you're up. Okay.
I have to watch you first before I take a nap for like 1.5 hours, then wake up.
Well, thank you so much for doing that. We appreciate it. Shout out to all of our people in Kenya. We appreciate
you. You're welcome, my dear.
Have a good day.
Have a lovely evening.
You too. Bye. Oh, I need to get to Africa too. See, now Africa's going to be like, when you come into Africa. Okay, Africa. I'm trying. Okay. All right. Let me just say thank you, because we had a couple of super chats as well, guys. And then I'm getting off of here. We have a few callers in the back that I want to get to as well. So callers, I see you guys. Jaseline, thank you so much for the super chat. Jaseline, we need to do a dating live, because I need an update on what's going on with Jaseline. Jaseline, thank you so much for being a member for the super chat. Jaseline says, put Simon on the remix for Set Me Free. Y'all lucky I kept that in the soundboard. I need to take it off. Latoya, thank you so much for the super chat. Latoya says, no, Kempire, I'm talking about the suburbs. Okay, see, I don't know the difference between the south side of Chicago and the suburbs. Okay, but if you guys, how big is Chicago? Like from the city center, how long would it take me to go from the city center to get to like the suburbs? You guys let me know in the chat. I like Chicago. I would love to bring a show to Chicago, but if you're a part of the Club Kempire, I read the email the lady said to me. It's not that I'm not trying, and that wasn't the only venue. I've sent other emails to other venues there, but I'll keep trying. It's not easy doing my job. You see what time it is, right? Y'all see what I'm doing right now, right? Y'all see I edit my stuff too. And I'm emailing trying to book a show. Saying it's not that easy. All right. Shout out to the partners that we have been able to book shows and finalize. All right. Let me get to the rest of our callers. All right, guys, keep liking the video if you haven't already. We are talking about the Real Housewives of Atlanta and everything that's spilled over. Okay. Let's bring up Kiki next. Hold on. Kiki, are you there?
Hi, Kempire. I'm here. Oh my God. I missed you so much.
Where have you been, Kiki?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I miss you so much. I haven't heard you in a while. So please, not all Nigerians is coming.
I never said that.
Yeah, whoever did, I don't know who did, but, you know, some of us are good, right? So, yeah. But don't date a Nigerian guy. Guys, run away. Okay. And also, Kempire, I have a beef with you, and let me tell you why. Please, I want to be a member, but I don't want to be doing the, like, monthly subscription. I just want to pay, like, 2 years at a go. Please, can you do something like that for us?
I don't own Google.
Oh, so with Google, you only have to pay monthly?
I think so. I don't think they give you an option. I know with Club Kempire on the Apple Podcast subscription, they give you the option to buy for the year.
Yeah, but I want to see your face. I don't want to just hear you. But yeah, okay. Sorry. And lastly, Kempire, when are you coming to Toronto? We can't wait to have you here, please. It's just 2 hours, no, an hour and a half from New York. And then lastly, for real, this is the last one. Please review, recap, what is it called? Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Oh my God, it's so wild. You need to watch it. I know, I can see you flickering your eyes. But yeah, you would love it. Honestly, it's like, it's so good.
I watched the season one.
Yeah, you didn't like it?
It's not that I didn't like it. I'm reached a certain age where I'm just like, okay. They're trying to, like, oh, we got to save mom talk. And I was just like.
Okay, it gets better, though, but yeah.
Does it? Okay.
Well, thank you so much. You know how people fall asleep listening to all those sounds and, like, lullabies and stuff? Mm-hmm. I fall asleep listening to you.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. It makes me happy, so yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Kiki.
All right.
Have
good
a great
night.
Day. Bye. I know Toronto, y'all want me to come there too. I'm trying, y'all. Y'all want me to do a lot. All right. Let me get to the rest of these calls because it is 11 o'clock. 11:11. Make a wish, y'all. 11:11. Earlier today, I stopped everything for 11:11. Everything's in alignment. Even during a retrograde, everything's in alignment for me. All right. Let's bring up Sierra next. Sierra, what did you want to share?
Hey, Kempire, can you hear me?
Sound a little low. Do you have headphones on?
Yeah, so, okay, let me take it off.
Do, 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 do.
Okay, can you?
See, that's so much
don't
better.
Don't do me. Okay. I'm going to just take up for my Scorpio sister, Phaedra. Okay. I see what everybody is saying. I get it. But Angela, you are one insecure lady. I'm sorry. Since you started trying to get Charles by going to the concierge, going to your doorman when y'all lived in the same apartment building, you're desperate. You've always been desperate. You're insecure. And that's why you believe anything any Tom, Dick, or Harry, Peter, who's paying Paul, will say something. Why? Phaedra doesn't have to do that. She doesn't. I know Phaedra has a bad rep. It's okay. I get it. But I'm going to take up for the Scorpios. We're not that vicious. We're not that malicious. Angela, you would really believe this random person? Really? That tells me everything I need to know. And y'all should continue to see your therapist because it's just as bad. And that's all I have to say. Have a blessed night, Kempire, and a good weekend.
Thanks, Sierra. There go that Scorpio. And I generally like Scorpios. Phaedra might be the only Scorpio that I hate. No, I'm playing. If you were here earlier, we were talking about how people are like, you hate Phaedra. I'm like, I don't know Phaedra, and neither do you. All right. Elijah's backstage. We're going to bring Elijah up next. Elijah, what did you want to share? Elijah?
Oh, hey, Campfire.
Hey.
So it's been a minute. I'm glad to see you.
Yes.
But I wanted to say, right, for me personally, I understand why people are coming at Angela. I get it. Okay. Yes, maybe she did set her, maybe not. But to me, I look at her like I look at Stacey. They could set whatever they want to set up, and I still will stand. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll still be there because, you know, to me, it's like, I don't want to hear any of this because Phaedra literally came back. She came back with all this shade for no reason. So I don't want to hear people saying, oh, well, Angela's setting up this and that. Phaedra's the queen of setting things up and acting like she don't do it. You know what I mean? And I like Phaedra, but we got to be real. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it's like, and the other thing is, yes, Angela's receipts fell a tad flat. I'll give them that. But to me, it makes sense. I understand why she thinks it. If it's true, I understand why she thinks it. Why? Because to me, if I'm trying to connect the dots and I think somebody did something, I would look at even the most minuscule detail if it's someone being friends on Facebook. To me, the fact that their family went to high school together, it reminds me of like NeNe and what happened with her when she was like, well, I know your stepsisters, and they weren't close, but she knew of them, and she tried to grab them in to like do some shady stuff, and you never won when you play dirty, like the OG said. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it's just, Angela may not be perfect, and yes, maybe she set it up. Maybe it is a scheme that she set up. But and you know what? Yeah, maybe she is a little insecure. But to me, I feel like all these women on this whole platform are insecure. So to me, it's like we can call. It's the same thing like with Bronwyn when everyone's coming at her. Is that we can call out these newbies for the things they do, but we have OGs that we stand and we like. And Portia, insecure. Phaedra, insecure in their own way. You know what I mean? She's insecure about everything. I don't know why she wasn't insecure about the outfit she wore, but she's insecure about really everything else. So to me, it's just like, you know, they can't really come for Angela, in my opinion. You know, like, I'll give Angela, yeah, her little, you know, if she needs to get whacked, okay, I get it. But, you know, at the same time, bring my girl back. You know what I mean?
Oh.
But yeah.
I definitely think she's coming back.
Yeah, no, of course. I think that she was MVP. And what I really hope doesn't happen, and this is the thing, Andy loves to hype people up and take them down. And so I just hope that that doesn't happen to her, and hope her head doesn't get big. Mm. And, you know, I do also hope that the same thing that happens on Potomac with, like, that favoritism doesn't happen over here. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I could see the way he defends Phaedra, even though he low-key does hate her sometimes, I feel like. I don't know if she catches it, but, yeah, I don't know. But I'm looking forward to the future of Atlanta. There's something there. You know what I mean? I don't think all hope is lost.
Okay. All right, Elijah, thank you for calling in. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye. All right, we have a love call and peace behind the state. Behind the scenes, backstage, we're going to go get to them in just a second. If you're just joining us, guys, we're almost at 400 likes. Shout out to everyone watching on TikTok. Thank you guys, TikTok, for all of the likes and the shares. I see Judy just had to block somebody. Uh-oh. I won't even ask, Judy. I won't even ask. Mercury's in retrograde. Right, Nikki? Be sure to check out all the things that you may have missed here on the channel, guys, including giving you a breakdown of the Nikki and SZA beef. Yes, we did. Two videos. We also talked about Real Housewives of Miami and Orange County and some other hot topics, including this whole situation with the astronomer CEO. There's so many videos. TikTok, go to some of my last couple of videos and give them a like, give them a comment. Also, don't forget the Campfire After Dark live experience is coming to Atlanta August 5th. And then the reason why I repeat this over and over again, I can't tell you the amount of people I run into and they say, I didn't know you were coming to the city, or I missed when you came to my city. I didn't know. This is why I repeat it over and over again for those that might be coming in and out of the live. So make sure you go get your tickets for when we come to Atlanta, DC, and then, of course, when we're back here in New York City. All that information is available in the description. All right. Let's bring up Love, Calm, Peace. Love, Calm, Peace, what did you want to share?
Hello. Good evening, Lavender husband. I'm going to keep saying that. Haven't seen you in a minute. I don't even know what's going on. I just jumped on the live. But because I just caught you late because I was going to watch your recap of OC. Love it.
Thank you.
But whatever is going on, yeah, it sounds like the Housewives, I disagree with Elijah. I feel like I've gotten to the point where, yes, my hope is gone for reality TV. I'm one of those. I'm 36, so I've been watching like since the very beginning. Mm-hmm. But with with an OC has not let me down yet. Like, and I know you say a lot, like you don't really watch, you didn't start off watching that, but it really was. It was a good show, and it still is. But as far as Phaedra, I don't understand why people are like what Elijah said, are giving her so much grace, because I haven't forgotten the things that she's done, and just what they show of her on Bravo is they don't show her in a good light, and they don't hold the. I agree with the previous caller. I don't know if it was Elijah or Kiki or whatever, but they don't hold the OGs to the same standard that they hold the newbies. Mm. Portia, she was beat down to the gods at the reunion. She was beautiful, but her in that half a apology to Drew. I really do wish they would not do all the like pre-produced stuff that they do, because if it was a natural, interactions, I think it would be so great. But at the same time, I do think that Housewives are slowly fizzling out, and that being the reason for like the decline in the viewership and things like that, because we are maturing, not just speaking, you know, for myself, but, you know, like I said, for me, I don't want to see a whole lot of pre-produced things and things like that. And as far as Angela, I feel like, and I don't get the comparison with Sheree and Angela, because I feel like Angela is more, she's way more genuine than Sheree has ever put off to be. And oh my God, Phaedra's son, Phaedra looked beat down to the gods. I don't like her representation of how they put her, you know, produce her to be or whatever, but she was beautiful. Her son had made her outfit. I don't know if you saw that post with that black outfit she had on. She was beautiful. And he did a great job. And that is so sad that the little boy beat she by Sheree with her clothing line. But that's all I wanted to say. I'm just going to catch up on your OC recap and want to see, you know, in the night talking to my boo, because we're going to lay it down.
Thank you so much, Love Call. Peace for calling again. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. For those that say that it might be lagging, you might have to swipe out of the app and then come back on in. Either way, we're about to get out of here anyway, but I appreciate everyone that called in to talk about The Real Housewives of Atlanta, the reunion that airs. Part 2 airs this Sunday on Bravo, and then, of course, the next day on Peacock, and then we will be recapping it on Monday afternoon, so stay tuned for that. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't subscribed already. Thanks to everyone that's sending Cash Apps, Venmos, PayPals. I see that after the live, all my notifications are off, but also thank you to everyone that sent in super chats. We appreciate you. Candace, thank you for the super chat. Candace says, have you been to Boston yet? Yeah. See what I'm talking about? I was in Boston. That was one of our shows that we did last year at the City Winery up there. We had a good old time in Boston, right, Boston? We had a really good time in Boston. So I've been to Boston, Nashville, Atlanta, DC, LA. Where else have we been? I feel like we've been somewhere else that I'm not mentioning. Philly. There we go. Yeah. All right. Final thoughts. I will say this. What saves, because I know a lot of people are feeling very differently about reality television. A lot of people are getting tired of Real Housewives because it's the same people that have been on these shows for like 10, 15, 20 years. What I love about a show like Big Brother, again, it's the old element of new people that we've never met before. And we also don't need to know about their personal life. We do get an aspect of their personal lives in the Big Brother house, but it's more focused on these challenges and in this game. So that's what I love about that show. That's what I love about Traitors. That's what I loved about the original Traitors. Remember the original Traitors for the US, it was real people and some smattering of reality television stars. I much rather that element than us constantly regurgitating and recycling the same reality TV stars. The reason why they're recycling these reality TV stars is because they're desperate. They get into this cycle of, oh, again, because they're not getting residuals. So they're like, I need that next Bravo check or that next whatever check. So that's why we're getting the regurgitation of these Bravo stars. I've already told you exclusively that I've heard behind the scenes when it comes to Traitors, because Traitors has done so well and they got recently nominated for an Emmy. All of these reality TV stars are trying to get themselves on the Traitors That's why we are getting a season full of reality TV stars as opposed to mixing it up with real people. That's why the UK version of The Traitors is so far, is far better than the US version. I enjoy the US version, but the UK version is far better because they're not predictable. We don't know these people and we're able to enjoy like it's fresh, like it's new. I don't understand why Bravo hasn't gotten that, but that might be the American mentality of, you know, celebrity is always going to be top tier, but you're losing in the ratings. Real Housewives of Orange County's ratings this week, it dropped. It's like 500 something thousand viewers. That's not good. But I'm not a network exec, even though y'all like to say that I am. I don't know why y'all think that, but okay. Guys, if you haven't already, be sure to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting the channel. Don't forget, you can hear an audio version. Shout out to our podcast fam. You can hear an audio version of our live recaps and special episodes on the Kempire Podcast. Subscribe today, and don't forget to give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. Don't forget, we have our Club Kempire paid subscription on Apple. That's where I talk a lot and spill a lot as well. So you can, for Kiki, you can get, I know you want to see my face, but you can also get a lot there as well. And you can pay for the year because you can save a coin there. All right. But that's a whole other experience on the Club Kempire podcast. If you're a Club Kempire member, let people know in the chat or in the comments section. All right. I appreciate everyone watching on TikTok, Twitch, Twitter, and Twitter again. I ain't fighting with strangers. You're fighting by yourself. You're fighting in an empty room by yourself. Woo, woo, woo. All right. Thank you to our Kingsguards. Thank you to our channel members. And of course, thank you to our subscribers. And those of you watching in the bushes, we appreciate you guys being here. Thank you to everyone that sent in a super chat. We appreciate that as well. Thank you to everyone that sent in a gift on TikTok. We appreciate you. Guys, have a great rest of your weekend. I am going to go to bed. Bye, y'all. Bye. Bum, 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 bum.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. As always, you can hear Kempire on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. More information can be found on KempireRadio.com.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.